welcome to this evening's session, where we are returning to the subject matter of the Fourth Industrial Revolution, the Novus Ordo Seclorum, the New World Order, the rise of the Beast System, Beast Technologies, and the emergence and growth of the Beast Mentality. As we look around the world, we can clearly see that tyranny is rising. Authoritarianism is showing its ugly head. And the fuel for the rise of this tyranny is the so-called attempt to try to save the world from the perils caused by COVID-19. However, there is nothing being done in the world to minimize the effects of COVID-19 or the coronavirus or SARS-CoV-2. There is nothing being done to strengthen humanity as a whole. There is nothing being done to strengthen the immune systems of humanity as a whole. We are not trying to obliterate and destroy COVID-19. We are not trying to save lives as these social engineers would have you believe. They are not trying to save lives. They are not trying to preserve lives. They are not trying to look out for what is best for humanity. They are not trying to elongate the lives of children and adults and senior citizens. And the proof that they are not is the fact that educating and informing and focusing on strengthening, building, fortifying, and making more resilient the immune systems of the human family. The fact that this is not being addressed, we're not being encouraged to strengthen our immune systems. We're not being encouraged to eat properly, sleep properly. We're not being encouraged to make sure that the body is equilibrated, physiologically equilibrated, immune system functioning optimally. We're not being told to avoid GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, poisons, chemicals, carcinogens. We're not being told to avoid these things. We're not being told. It's not being stressed that we should be eating healthy, clean, salubrious, lively food that will strengthen, that will nourish the body. We are not being told to make sure that we are minerally balanced, nutritionally balanced. No, all we're being told is to take a stupid good for nothing shot. That's all we're being told to take. Take a shot that doesn't prevent you from getting sick, doesn't stop you from spreading the illness to others, and does not fortify and make more resilient your immune system. But yet it's being pushed with all of the satanic energy and might that can be conjured up to push and propagate this empty, impotent, garbage-filled message of, get the shot and you'll be okay. We already know that's a lie. It's a fake, false, counterfeit salvation. We have more deaths now with the introduction of the vaccine than we ever did. Period. Anyway, today's session, we are not going to deal with the crazy news. We're not going to deal with all the exploding exponential numbers of deaths occurring amongst the doubly jabbed. We're not going to talk about all of that in this session. We're going to return to the theme of the Fourth Industrial Revolution, the New World Order, the Novus Ordo Seclorum, and the preparation for the Dark One, the rollout of the infrastructure for the Dark One, for the anti-Mashiach. Anyway, tonight we're discussing international security. This is taken from the Fourth Industrial Revolution, written by the Chief Executive Officer of the World Economic Forum, Dr. Klaus Schwab. We will move through the data, and I do not think I will be giving too much commentary on tonight's information. It is pretty self-explanatory, and I will address some of the themes and motifs later and how they synchronize with biblical eschatology, biblical prophecy, and the biblical worldview. So, international security. Let us begin with that. The Fourth Industrial Revolution will have a profound impact on the nature of state relationships and international security. I devote particular attention to this issue in this section as I feel that of all the important transformations linked to the Fourth Industrial Revolution, security is a topic not sufficiently discussed in the public domain and in sectors outside governments and the defense industry. The critical danger is that a hyper-connected world of rising inequality may lead to increasing fragmentation, segregation, and social unrest, which in turn creates the conditions for violent extremism. The Fourth Industrial Revolution will change the character of security threats while also influencing shifts of power, which are occurring both geographically and from state to non-state actors. Faced with the rise of armed non-state actors within what is already an increasing complex geopolitical landscape, the prospect of establishing a common platform for collaboration around key international security challenges becomes a critical, if more demanding, challenge. The next section is connectivity, fragmentation, and social unrest. We live in a hyper-connected world where information, ideas, and people are traveling faster than ever before. We also live in a world of rising inequality, a phenomenon that will be exacerbated by the massive changes in the labor market that I described earlier, widening social exclusion, the challenge of finding reliable sources of meaning in the modern world, and disenchantment with established elites and structures, perceived or real, has motivated extremist movements and enabled them to recruit for a violent struggle against existing systems. Hyperconnectivity does not naturally come together with greater tolerance or adaptability, as seen in the reactions to the tragic human displacements that reached a historic high in 2015. However, the same hyperconnectivity also contains the potential to reach common ground based on greater acceptance and understanding of differences, which could help bring communities together rather than driving them apart. If we do not continue moving in this direction, however, the alternative is that it will lead to increasing fragmentation. The movement of people around the world is both a significant phenomenon and a huge driver of wealth. How will the Fourth Industrial Revolution impact human mobility? It may be too soon to tell, but extrapolating from the current trends, extrapolating from current trends indicates that mobility will pay or play an ever more important role in society and economics in the future than today. The digital revolution created new opportunities for communication and mobility that complemented and enhanced physical mobility. It is likely that the fourth industrial revolution will have a similar effect, as the fusion of the physical, digital, and biological worlds will further transcend time, space, limitations in such a way as to encourage mobility. One of the challenges of the fourth industrial revolution will therefore be the governance of human mobility to ensure that its benefits are fully realized by aligning sovereign rights and obligations with individual rights and aspirations, reconciling national and human security, and finding ways to maintain social harmony in the midst of increasing diversity. The next section is the changing nature of conflict. The fourth industrial revolution will affect the scale of conflict as well as its character. The distinctions between war and peace and who is a combatant and non-combatant are becoming uncomfortably blurred. Similarly, the battlefield is increasingly both local and global. Organizations such as Daesh or ISIS operate principally in defined areas in the Middle East, but they also recruit fighters from more than 100 countries, largely through social media. While related terrorist attacks can occur anywhere on the planet, modern conflicts are increasingly hybrid in nature, combining traditional battlefield techniques with elements that were previously mostly associated with armed non-state actors. However, with technologies fusing in increasingly unpredictable ways, and with state and armed non-state actors learning from each other, the potential magnitude of change is not yet widely appreciated. As this process takes place, and new, deadly technologies become easier to acquire and use, it is clear that the fourth industrial revolution offers individuals increasingly diverse ways to harm others on a grand scale. Realizing this leads to a greater sense of vulnerability. It is not all bleak. Access to technology also brings with it the possibility of greater precision in warfare, cutting-edge protective wear for combat, the capacity to print essential spare parts or other components right on the battlefield, and so on. The next section is cyber warfare. Cyber warfare presents one of the most serious threats of our time. Cyberspace is becoming as much a theater of engagement as land, sea, and air were in the past. I can safely postulate that while any future conflict between reasonably advanced actors may or may not play out in the physical world, it will most likely include a cyber dimension, simply because no modern opponent would resist the temptation to disrupt, confuse, or destroy their enemy's sensors, communications, and decision-making capabilities. This will not only lower the threshold of war, but will also blur the distinction between war and peace, because any networks or connected devices, from military systems to civilian infrastructure such as energy sources, electricity grids, health or traffic controls, or water supplies, can be hacked and attacked. The concept of the adversary is also affected as a result. Contrary to the past, you may not be certain of who is attacking you, and even whether you have been attacked at all. Defense, military, and national security strategists had focused on a limited number of traditionally hostile states. Now they must consider a near infinite and indistinct universe of hackers, terrorists, activists, criminals, and other possible foes. Cyber warfare can take many different forms, from criminal acts and espionage to destructive attacks such as Stuxnet, that remain largely underestimated and misunderstood because they are so new and difficult to counter. Since 2008, there have been many instances of cyber attacks directed at both specific countries and companies. Yet discussions about this new era of warfare are still in their infancy, and the gap between those who understand the highly technical issues of cyber warfare and those who are developing cyber policy widens by the day. Whether a set of shared norms will evolve for cyber warfare, analogous to those developed for nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons, remains an open question. We lack even a taxonomy to agree on what amounts as an attack and the appropriate response. With what and by whom? Part of the equation to manage this scenario is to define what data travels across borders. This is an indication of how far there is to go on effectively controlling cross-border cyber-based transactions without inhibiting the positive outputs from a more interconnected world. The next section is autonomous warfare. And this is the last section. Autonomous warfare, including the deployment of military robots and artificially intelligent-powered automated weaponry, holds out the prospect of robo-war, which will play a transformative role in the future conflict. Let me say that again. The next section is autonomous warfare. Autonomous warfare, including the deployment of military robots and artificially intelligent-powered automated weaponry, holds out the prospect of robo-war, which will play a transformative role in future conflicts. The seabed in space are also likely to become increasingly militarized as more and more actors, state and commercial, gain the ability to send up satellites and mobilize unmanned underwater vehicles capable of disrupting fiber optic cables and satellite traffic. Criminal gangs are already using off-the-shelf quadrocopter drones. Criminal gangs are already using off-the-shelf quadrocopter drones to spy on and attack rivals. Autonomous weapons capable of identifying targets and deciding to open fire without human intervention will become increasingly feasible, challenging the laws of war. And this concludes today's small section from the Fourth Industrial Revolution. We have covered the changing nature of conflict, cyber warfare, autonomous warfare. We have also covered international security, connectivity, fragmentation, and social unrest, mobility, and the Fourth Industrial Revolution. And we will continue to move through the blueprint for the future as laid down by the Luciferians. Until next time, Shalom Aleichem.